Let us take our first call, and let's speak to Amelia. Hello, Amelia.
Hello.
Welcome to The Issues.
Hi.
How can I help you, Amelia?
You were speaking about words right now. I'm going to do my best to try to express myself to you, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. How old are you, Amelia?
I'm 28.
28?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is, I need to stop making the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself making the same mistakes over again. I just got out of a relationship
mm-hmm.
with a boyfriend, and I want to be more of an example to my daughter. And I got out of this relationship, but I find myself getting into another relationship and making the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, is it the same mistakes you make in the relationship, or is it the same mistakes you make joining a particular kind or style of relationship? Are you making your mistakes in choosing this kind?
Yes, choosing.
Okay. And what do you find yourself doing as it relates to the type of people you choose to associate with?
I don't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. And I'm always on my guard. I always have my guard up.
Okay.
And I'm finding it hard to, communicate with people on how I feel. Like, they'll tell me how they feel,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell them, no, you don't. That's not what you're feeling. You don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this hurts people sometimes, because if they're trying to tell me something,
mm-hmm.
I'll sit there and I say, no, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It almost sounds like to me what you were saying is that you're so blunt. You just use language, and it discourages people that they move away from you because you tell them what's wrong with them or
right.
that kind of thing. Is that right?
Yes.
Maybe you have trouble with intimacy. And maybe this trouble with intimacy, you get very uncomfortable when you get close to people. Because of the issues of trust, because you said that you don't trust yourself and you don't trust anybody else,
mm-hmm.
therefore the fear of being hurt doesn't mean that you don't want to be close to people.
I do, but...
You want to, but because you haven't learned how to be close to people,
mm-hmm.
you therefore fear being close to people, and so you send these negative signals to people, and the only people who are willing to tolerate this kind of inappropriate behavior are probably people...
Like me.
Well, people that you don't really want to be in a relationship
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
Right? Because all the appropriate folks who are offended by what you've said have left.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people out of touch are still there.
That's true.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you ought to deal so much with the issues of trust as you ought to deal with your fear.
My fear.
Of either being hurt again and again, or of the difficulty you have with being close to people.
I want to learn how to trust people. I don't trust anyone just that easy.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to...
And therefore, when you put them through these trust tests of telling them, being so blunt with them,
mm-hmm.
and the things that you told me,
right.
the only people going to be around, somehow you convince yourself that these are people you can trust.
It's true.
Because if you've been blunt with them and told them the truth about themselves and what you think of them and all of this other stuff, and they still hang out, I think you think that these people are really committed to you.
Yes, that's what I think.
These people can really take it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not likely to get discouraged or be so easily offended that they would leave.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm just showing you another side of these people. And what's the side I'm trying to show you?
That there's probably people out there that I could trust, but it's just the way that I bring...
You're so afraid of being hurt again.
Yes, exactly. I've been in the relationship I was in since I was 16, and I just got out of it like 2 months ago, and I've really never gotten involved with anyone.
Yeah.
And now that I'm out there, you know,
uh-huh.
meeting new people, and, you know, because I thought it was going to be forever with that person, you know.
Yes.
You know, because that's the way I wanted it.
Well, isn't that interesting? I was just waiting for you to finish that sentence. You thought it was going to be forever, not because there was enough evidence to suggest that this was the kind of relationship that could carry you to the end of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they had enough character or enough skill or maturity, but because you wanted it to be
mm-hmm.
a forever relationship. You committed to it.
Yes, I did. I loved him a lot, and I think that he loved me too. I mean, he did love me, but
the interesting thing is, love entered into without confidence or esteem is really more dependency than love. If you can't manage other relationships, if you can't trust yourself to know who to trust, if you are afraid of intimacy and starting over,
I am.
Then you really don't love. You depend. You fear. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're more desperate than romantic.
Well, considered more desperate.
Yes, more desperate. What if he leaves? I'll be nothing. I'll have nothing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that what you could do and profit much from is you need to understand the origins of these fears.
Right.
Deal with some of the origin issues, and it may require some counseling or therapy, but deal with the origins of your fears.
Okay.
And then learn how to discern, how to interview, how to be with people, so that you don't have to discourage people from being with you, because all the people that probably you'd be a whole lot safer with are blown away very early in the relationship by you. And the people who are willing to tolerate these trust tests you put them through are probably people who are used to struggles and probably not the best candidates for a long-term functional relationship.
Yeah.
Okay? So why don't you do this? Why don't you stay on the line? We'll find out where you live, give you some good referrals to some areas out there, and begin to do some of the homework that you obviously have to do so that you don't continue fearing and troubling your more functional relationships so early on. You know, when you have fears of being intimate with people, it's very interesting. Either we pull away and we don't share enough of ourselves, or being afraid of intimacy, we may share a whole lot about ourselves using this information as a trust test. Will they be here when they hear the bloody cold truth, or will they not? And those people around many times are not the people you really want to have a relationship with. No.